The next patient is Cynthia Hill. The last name is H-I-L-L, first name C-Y-N-T-H-E-I-A. C-Y-N-T-H-I-A. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 69-year-old male female that is following the office because of the presence of chronic kidney disease. This patient has been exposed to chemotherapy due to the history of cancer, period. She has been exposed to surgery, radiation therapy as well. The patient developed kidney disease associated to a solitary kidney. The patient had nephrectomy when the adrenal tumor was found, and the resection of the kidney was done at that time. She has continued to be, has continued on chemotherapy on and off, and lately the patient is receiving a mitotic inhibitor every month. The patient tolerates the infusion well. She comes today for the follow-up of the condition. We notice that the serum creatinine is 1.9, the BUN is 22, the estimated GFR is 28, the albumin creatinine ratio is 381, and the protein creatinine ratio is 578. It used to be 1100, period. I have to point out that this patient was started on Kerendia. And I imagine that Kerendia has played a role in the deterioration of the kidney function. However, the patient has not developed hyperkalemia. The potassium is 4.8. Following number, the patient has a type 2 diabetes that has been under fair control with a hemoglobin A1C of 7.3. Following number, the patient has a history of carcinoma of the breast that was diagnosed in the early 90s. Underwent a mastectomy at the CHANS, S-H-A-N-D, apostrophe S, teaching hospital, and she received radiation therapy period. After the first mastectomy, the patient had cancer in the contralateral breast that was treated. Later on, the adrenal cancer was present. In the latest PET scan, there is retroperitoneal nodularities that are highly suggestive of malignancy, and for that reason, the therapy is being given. Following number, the patient has a remote history of kidney stones. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. The patient is taking symptomatic treatment. She is no longer taking PPIs because of the hypomagnesemia and hypokalemia. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Period. We are going to follow this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph, we spend 12 minutes reviewing the lab and the imaging in the face-to-face 18 minutes, in the documentation 10 minutes.